Let's do it. Speaking of going toe-to-toe, I want to hear all about the aftermath once this lovely gentleman got off the air last week. Of course, I'm talking about Sean Kelly, owner of the wonderful Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Because after he got off the air, I'm sure the missus had a thing or two to say to him about divulging ages and whatnot.
And tattoos.
And tattoos, yeah. And all kinds. Good morning, Mr. Kelly.
Good morning, my friends from the Schwa.
And have you recovered from last weekend?
Oh, I listened. I'm like a good lawyer. I never say or ask a question that I don't know the answer to. It worked out just fine for me, my friend. Just fine.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful weekend to be outdoors. And I'm sure you're spending a lot of that outdoors time up in Thornbury this weekend, or are you at McTeer? Where are you at?
Yeah. Living in the trailer, living the dream. I sleep like a baby in the trailer. I do go up to the motel once a day to get the modern conveniences of hot water and toilets. But other than that, yeah, I do have hot water at the motel now, so that's an upgrade. It might have something to do with the temperature. It might be just called warm, but cool, you know.
And you got lovely heat.
How much time do I got today before I get off topic? Are you cutting me off at the break here?
No, I'm going to bring you on at the next break, after the next break, my friend. You'll be fine.
Okay, carry so I'll on. Let you carry the conversation then.
I'm more interested in finding out what the hell's going on at the motel. What's you say you've got water now, and then I'm sure you're telling folks you got heat there now, too. You know?
How far is the hotel from the other?
Yeah.
How far is the hotel from the
shop?
Oh, nice and close.
15 minutes. So, I want to know something here. The other guy come on there just a minute ago, several guys, but Chris King, he's from Muskoka, and you can't connect the dots for me to say, by the way, I know this great guy that's actually in Muskoka as well.
Oh.
Well, not a hotel. Come on. I'm going to impress it with my food, not my accommodation. That's for sure.
You know what? I never
my
even thought.
My hotel people only eat hot dogs.
Yeah, no kidding. We won't get into that. Speaking of hot dogs, is the hot dog making is it making a comeback or something? I'm seeing a lot of hot dog ads. I'm seeing a lot of hot dog stories. What's going on? Do you sell hot dogs, by the way, at Black Angus?
Yeah, everybody loves a good hot dog. We're not talking about going to the grocery store and buying those 12 packs that weigh 1 pound kind of thing, you know, and the little small little, you know, things. No, we're talking about quality meat hot dogs. Most of the hot dogs that we carry, we actually provide the meat to the manufacturer. He makes them and we buy them back. We got elk, we got Kobe, we got venison. You know, we got pretty much everything you want for a hot dog. And we got the buns. We use scones to go with them. Okay? They're great. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not talking about, it's just a nice, especially for kids. Don't give them lobster, my friends. Give them hot dogs.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. You don't have a hot dogs made out of elk and venison and all that boar and all that stuff you just talked about. Those are sausages.
Of course I do.
No,
and wild boar,
no, you
too.
Don't.
Wild boar maple honey. I do.
I'm talking like a hot dog, like a regular hot dog that I can do steam A and...
That is correct, sir. That is correct. All those types.
Why do I not know about this? Because I'm a big hot dog fan.
And they're cheap, too, so you save money, Sean, when he comes down.
It's like, because when you go to the dealership, you don't go into the Kia section. You go into the high-end, right? Same as you're getting your new Chrysler, your new Dodge every year. You're not going to get one of these little short little trucks. You're going to the high-ticket items. And that's what brings you to Tomahawk territory.
Oh, speaking of which... Correct. You just reminded me I got to get some for the Barbie. But wait, there's more. Sit tight, my friend. I got to take a quick break. Time to pay some bills. More Journal after the Sun Show. Dare go away.
Let's do it. Wildfire.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. And I don't give a damn about the rest of you people. Oh, all right. Stephen Labadie, Derek Mandale, Sam McKee, and on the line with us, our very own in-house meat monger, Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. All right. Where are we? You still there? Because I need to talk to you about...
I don't go anywhere without your permission.
All right. So the weekend is upon us once again, and we've got, I think, I calculated we have about 11 of them left ahead of us. What I would like to do...
Mr. Me in particular?
I'm sorry?
Me in particular?
Yes. What I would love to do is for you to take the next 11 weekends and come on the program and give us a different barbecue backyard idea that we can prepare each and every one of these 11 weekends.
I got one for today.
Okay, what do you got?
I got one for today.
What do you got?
I got these Crown Royal barrels. I'm telling you, I got these Crown Royal barrels, okay? And they've been dismantled, and now you have the big pieces of the barrel, okay? I'm taking them, and I'm trimming down a beautiful organic salmon to match exactly dimensions of the plank after I've soaked it, and then I'm brining it, covering it with lemon and salt and pepper, and then I'm smoking it on the barbecue for 4 to 5 hours. It's the most beautiful, beautiful thing you have ever seen. And on top of that, if you happen to be catering a little party at home as opposed to feeding your immediate family, we have these small little chunks that are about 3 inches by 3 inches that have been cut out of these barrels. So I individually cut the salmon to match the chunk, and I put that on the grill with a nice piece of fruit on top. So when they're ready, everybody can come up and grab their own piece, and they can keep the chunk when they're done.
Look, and you're individually cutting these yourself by hand. So everybody that comes to get one of these at a store knows that Mr. Kelly's hands have been on their fish, if it were, if you want to put it that way. I mean, it's probably a crude way of putting it.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Well, I'll know that for sure, so don't wear white pants, because... These little barrel chips, they, on the one side, they leave a little bit of a chalk mark or a coal mark. So, you know, if you see my handprint on your wife's behind, then, you know, hey, it wasn't me.
It's not you. It wasn't you. You had nothing to do with it.
No.
So I'm intrigued by this whole notion. So somebody came to you and said, listen, I got these old barrels I need moved here. I understand you,
dump.
You pick up, I don't think he found them at the dump. I don't want to go there. Right? Somebody called him who heard that he collects things and said, I got these a couple of barrels. Can you remove them and dispose of them? And you said, sure. And then next thing you know, there they are in your shop, and you say, okay, how can I convert this to a dollar? And you started cutting these things up. Have I got pretty much the story laid out accurately?
Well, you've got the barrel part right. That's about it. The barrels came from Crown Royal out in Winnipeg to a friend of mine, John Neve, who has a company that basically sells both the barrels, the strips, and the chunks. And he also sells a bunch of different smoking wood, which we also sell, okay? But it was a very nice effort. What I'm saying is I repurpose everything. There's nothing, like, I've got the local guy now that was taking all his wood chips to the dump on a regular basis and paying to dispose of them. I said, whoa. Now, if you look in front of my store here in MacTier right now, I have about 8 feet high of wood chips in front of my store, because I'm going to repurpose those into things that make my life and everybody associated with my life easier.
I just wonder what it looks like, this place, because last time we were up there was garbage in the back and all that stuff, and let's get some meat at Black Angus. You drive by the big pile of bloody chips and then the stuff from the dump on the left side that says free or for sale. Come on in. I'll cut your meat for you.
And we had one of the best sales days ever. you know? Right. And I think it has a lot to do with this advertising, this free advertising I get from you and Angelo, right? Because they listen to Steve ramble on about this crap, right? And they say it can't be true. They show up and see it isn't, right?
So then they get further opinion on Steve's... They got to come and see it for themselves, is what you're saying.
That's exactly it.
Oh, my goodness.
I got two boats for sale, by the way, here.
What's for sale?
Two boats. I got two boats for sale here.
Where'd you get the boats?
Well, again, trade. I trade stuff. I traded paddleboards for them.
Oh. What kind of boats are you selling? What are you selling for boats? Maybe somebody's interested.
Well, boats are both crap, but the trailers are worth about $1,000 a piece. So
there you go. Great ad right there. Boats are crap, but the trailer's worth about $1,000 a piece.
And okay, I trade it with
anybody interested in that, just contact Sean Kelly at Black Angus Fine Meats at McTeer, and you're good to go. Perfect. Nice job of selling product.
I'm going to take that to Dragon's Den. Take that to Dragon's Den, that idea.
How's that working out for you, by the way?
7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
So what you're saying to us is that we should go to a Black Angus store, and especially if you're in the GTA 360 Rivas Road, and we should, I'm assuming these are all prepackaged, a slice of wood with a slab of fish on it.
Oni Mac Tier. Oni Mac Tier. I just invented it. I just invented it myself, Oni Mac Tier. The other stores have their own creations, okay, and we compare notes at the end of the day. You know how we compare notes?
How?
Sales totals. Okay. Oh. Right. And because they don't see the book, I can lie all I want.
Oh man, you're killing me. I'm dying here. Anyways, all right. Well, we'll go to 360 Rivas Road. Anyways, and we'll wade through the plethora of fine protein that you have there. Everything from kangaroo, crocodile. I mean, every type of venison, elk, wild boar, it just goes on and on and on.
Crocodile, wow. You know, like camel Moroccan, one of my favorite burgers.
Camel Moroccan? Is that a new one?
Yeah. Well, it's been around a while. But again, it's not on the high end of the scale, so you would have passed right by that, right?
Yeah.
You go right to the Rolex of the meat.
No, I had a bad experience with a camel in Morocco one time, and it just, I've never gotten
this
over
it. This one won't spit at you. It's long past that. He might shoot a grease bubble at you, but he won't spit at you. You'll be fine.
I got to go. Needless to say, if you go to 360 Rivas Road this wonderful weekend, not only will you be armed with all kinds of great meat products and stuff that you can feed the family, have a great weekend in the outdoors in the backyard, but you'll also, if you so choose, you also have all kinds of condiments and whatnot, not just about meat, but it's the preparation of wonderful
proteins. If you need that
proteins.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
What do you mean if you need that kind of stuff?
You buy such guys. People try and buy barbecue sauce with the steaks. I said, sorry, you can take the barbecue sauce, but you're not having my steak.
You don't do both of them, right?
No, you can't put barbecue sauce on a good steak.
No.
Like,
no,
that's
you can't.
Just insane. You put that on a hot dog.
Hey, don't knock the hot dog. I love hot dogs, you know? I'm looking for a gourmet hot dog.
With a zucchini relish. If you're buying a hot dog, you need zucchini relish, okay?
Perfect. I'm in. I'll go to 360 Rivas Road.
Are you giving
right
me
now?
My birthday bumper? Because I got lots to say on that side of the coin.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Okay, first off, in honor of Mark Bonikowski and his troubles, I very sad to hear. And I want to offer anybody that likes pheasants, half-price pheasants from now, for this week, let's start with just this week, half-price pheasants, Mark's favorite bird, in honor of Mark, half-price pheasants, okay? Now listen, and also, I want to say, listen, I was listening to a comedy show this week, and he talked about if you want, you know, if you don't like your problems, you got to be careful, somebody would take yours in a second, right? But I want to say, with all the negativity on this show, I want to tell you about the three most grateful things I had in my entire life.
What's that?
I was going to say, not the birth of my kids, but my kids, okay? The birth didn't mean too much to me, but having my kids in this day and age right now, I love them. My grandkids are second. Like, I can't believe I went there. I made a special trip to see them the other day. And I can't believe the time I have with them. It's just precious. And the third thing, in honor of her birthday, falling in love with my wife. Those are the three top things that have happened in my life. And still to this day, makes me wake up and want my own problem.
All right. So obviously you got caught doing something that you shouldn't have been doing last week.
Last week's show.
Yeah. Oh, it's last week's show. So he's making up for last week's show. Yeah. Okay. I got you. All right. I'm in.
I have a special announcement.
Yep.
Quickly, I know, because we have to go.
Yeah. Yep.
My cousin Brianna just has a brand new baby boy. He's born at 7:44 this morning.
Why do I feel like this has turned into
happy birthday, Owen James Adams.
Why do I feel this has turned into the Commander Tom show on out of Batavia, New York?
It's Commander on Sean. Channel. Commander Sean, not Tom.
I gotta go. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend. Of course, all the things we're making fun of, if you are looking for an extraordinary weekend of cooking in the backyard or anywhere else for that matter, you need but do one thing and go visit a Black Angus store near you in Mississauga, 360 Rivas Road. Will get you right to the hot spot. That's just north of Lakeshore in Mississauga, in Thornbury, and in McTeer, and wherever else you can find a Black Angus sign in front of a store. Maybe the Shady Rest even has one, a Black Angus sign.
Probably.
Probably.
Turn around.
Go to blackangusmeat.com, and you'll get all the info you need. Sean, my friend, have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Love you guys. Take care.
All right, man. Sean Kelly, a proprietor. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire.
You say that again.
Proprietor of more companies than I've ever seen one person own.
Yeah. It's true.
Anyways.